Hey everybody, Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there at the Dodd Zach Building in the Grand Center area, right here in St. Louis, Missouri. They come by this Friday and every Friday, July 28th. They'll have new records in store from Alice Cooper, Arcade Fire, Iron Maiden, Rings of Saturn, and a whole lot more. Find a full listing of details and shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Also this year, Music Record Shop is the official record store of Lutefest 2017. So get involved, go on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and follow them along and figure out how you can win some free Lutefest tickets coming up. So get involved, support local, shop local, check out musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, we're Free Parking, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys of Free Parking.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, guys. You guys want to all go around and introduce yourselves for those listening?
Yeah. I am Alex Rumbo. I go by Rumbo. I play lead guitar.
I'm Nathan Yankee. I play the acoustic guitar.
I'm Noah Cochran. I play keys.
What's up, guys? I'm Nolan Wood. I'm the drummer.
I'm Matt Wright. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Chris Salamone, and I play the bass.
Yeah, this is very cool, very exciting stuff. I know I've been seeing the name. I guess I first started getting to know you guys better through the Road to Point Fest stuff this year. And then I started seeing the name a lot more. I'm like, well, let's get together and hang out and talk. So, So you guys, like I said, you were in the Road to Point Fest, but unfortunately you guys didn't get to play this year, right?
Yeah, because Chris Cornell.
Yeah, so that was
just an unfortunate event.
Yeah, definitely. That was a huge blow to a lot of fans of the music and stuff. And and then again now, not to start the whole show on a bummer, but then now Chester Bennington too. So Yeah, it's tough stuff, man.
But yeah, we've been listening to Linkin Park just 24/7 now.
It was that was a rough one, man. Like I mean, he's a. I love Chris Cornell too, but Chester was a lot more closer to Linkin Park music.
Same.
So
we've all been wondering, just with how life in the music industry is. We've been wondering when's the first big celebrity death that's going to actually kind of hit home to us, and I think that Linkin Park one was kind of the first one that actually did it. In for all of us, it actually kind of made us think a little,
It was
that's just what you listen to in middle school.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think I was right around Hybrid Theory, like when I first started hearing that was around when I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just like such an iconic record. I mean, the whole thing through is a brilliant album. But that was tough, man. But hopefully we'll be get some kind of a makeup for that or something. I don't know how all that's going to work out since. Hopefully they'll we'll get something going here. But you guys just played last night. Had a big show over at Babylon.
Yeah, we did.
How was that? You guys have a good time?
It was pretty good. It was their AC went out.
Oh, geez.
So they had like 20 just fans just. Circulating air through the entire building, but it was still sweating. It was awful.
Well, I work out at Broadway Oyster Bar, so we didn't. I work on the patio there where all of our music's all outside, so yeah. It was
nice and hot.
Yeah, it was a little steamy out there too. So. But it was a good time. So we got. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't know much about the band, and I wanted to kind of go through some backstory, some of the origin story of Free Parking and stuff. And where does this group come together? How do you guys? How long have we been a band and things?
Well, so four of us, Matt, Chris, Nolan, and I, are all neighbors, and Noah lives over a couple streets over. And Nolan and Chris played soccer when we were freshman year of high school, and Matt and I did nothing. And I came down to his house one day, and I saw the drum kit, that one right over there, and then I said, yeah, I got a guitar, and the rest is kind of history. So it formed together, and then once soccer ended, those two kind of started coming together, and then started getting to know these two guys. Nathan came over one night, and that was a whole mess. Nathan didn't really, you know, it was difficult.
Yeah.
In a good way, though. Yeah. It was funny trying to accumulate him to all of us to be friends for a long time. But
a very tight-knit
group of friends. But it came around, and it worked out. And then we got Noah in here, too. And it's just been it's kind of just slowly snowballed into something bigger. We've got, you know, all the equipment, all the necessary things we need over the years. And it's just been a good time.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I thought it was cool, too, to see... six of you though. Like, I mean, that's kind of like
it's
a pretty big band for
a lot of noise,
right? I love it though. I love the you guys create a just a big wall of sound with, especially with adding keys and everything, having stuff that's kind of set you apart from some of the other bands where it's just guitar, bass, and drums and stuff. So, we are working on some new music. We do have a single out now called Rescue Me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
so, and that's all on iTunes and Spotify and all your digital platforms. So what about this song? How's this song come to be, guys?
I was just sitting in my room one day with an acoustic guitar, and it started with, I was listening to Ed Sheeran, so I was like playing the classic like Ed Sheeran muted power chords thing, and like I just looped stuff on my phone, came down and showed Nathan. Nathan did not
just
like it.
Just woke up from my slumber.
Nathan did not like it at first. He was like, it's all right. And I was like, okay. I knew that it was going to be better than that. And then it just started to morph. I brought it to the band, changed it to electric, added drums and bass, got louder, got bigger. And now it's Rescue Me. But it definitely started out way more bare bones and acoustic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that how a lot of it starts for you guys?
Some of them,
Most of them, I think, start either acoustic guitar or laying something simple down on the keyboards. Mm-hmm.
Trapped in a corner, just lost in my own mind. Time keeps on wasting, and I'm wondering if I will make it to the ocean before the sunrise. But right now, it's hard to see through my own eyes. I sit here waiting, I'm just waiting for my moment. But I should be out fighting, only I can control it. Nobody's gonna hand it to me, they all see right through me. And if I can't get through, I need someone to rescue me from this town like prison. Send someone to please rescue me. I walk around in a sea of my own problems. I expect others to come and help me solve them. But sometimes in this world you got to believe that not everyone is on your side. You gotta see that. I sit here waiting, I'm just waiting for my moment. But I should be out fighting, only
I'm not afraid to
Yeah. So very cool. Yeah, it's a great song. It's like, it feels very current too. Like it's like, would, you know, match in there with about anything on your pop radio right now and stuff.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, so like it, I, you know, I don't know. It's very catchy, very fun, little tune. So
thank you.
Yeah. Is this, I mean, are we working on putting together a EP or a full length, or how are we, what are you guys thinking?
So we released an EP back in December of three songs called Chutes and Ladders, and that is on SoundCloud and YouTube. And since then, we have been working up with trying to save up money and get studio time so that we can record a full-length album. And that's hopefully end goal about in the next year or so, with about 10, 12 songs-ish full-length album.
All right. Where'd you guys end up recording at Rescue Me at?
Jupiter Studios downtown.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, how was that experience, getting in the studio and doing that?
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, that was the, I guess that was the first time in a big studio doing that? Or?
Actually, back in, probably like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, we played a little local kind of talent show called O-Fest, and the prize was free studio time at Jupiter, and we won it, but we were much less talented musicians back then, so we got free studio time, but what we came out with wasn't exactly what we were hoping for, just because, I mean, it was good and all, but it was something called Next to Mine. We haven't really released it much, but we came out with that, and that was our first time in there. But actually getting to go in with Rescue Me and really, you know, dive in as kind of full musicians now was something really special, really mm-hmm. neat.
Very cool. Is that, you said Ed Sheeran type of thing? Like, is that, what kind of stuff do you guys draw influence from? Is it like a...
Oh, gosh. For me, it's Ed Sheeran, John Mayer. Yeah. Any, like, cause John Mayer, like, listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan and stuff like that. So I take stuff from that, but it's mostly Ed Sheeran and John Mayer, honestly. Yeah. And then because we're a six-piece, you got to take the Ed Sheeran and morph it into something else, because that's how Rescue Me started. And
sure.
Yeah. I don't know about the rest of you guys. Oh, Coldplay. We got a lot of Coldplay fans in this band.
Jimmy. Yeah. You see the poster over there.
All right. Yeah. That was, I don't know. Like, I was listening to that, like, I kind of... you know, kind of some of that stuff like One Republic or any of that kind of like kind of all in that sound and that kind of sound and stuff. Like it could fit right in there with that, I think, like and all that Ed Sheeran and stuff like you'd mentioned too. And,
yeah, I mean, so. We listen to say we only take from Ed Sheeran and John would be lying, because we listen to like 5 Seconds of Summer,
sure,
even like One Direction to get like the pop influence and anything along those lines, which is probably why Rescue Me got like heavier and more, you know, driven and stuff.
Right.
But the main influence is like the soft rock-ish stuff, like Coldplay and John. Sure. Yeah.
So is that, as you are looking to put together a record, I mean, is it going to kind of stick around somewhere in that Rescue Me, or you guys got other ideas to take it different places and stuff? And
it's all over the table, honestly.
Probably somewhere close, but not only.
Right.
I feel like every song we write morphs into something a little bit different, and but it all sounds like us. The main batch of songs that we play live right now all sounds pretty coherent.
Mm-hmm.
A little softer than Rescue Me, but still in the same idea.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you don't want it all.
Yeah.
The whole record sounds like this. But, yeah, that'd be cool, though, to get, you know, maybe within a year or something, get the album out there, and you guys wanting to hit the road and do any touring after that, or
absolutely, that is the game plan,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, step one, save up for the album. Step two, save up for a tour bus.
Yeah. Right, yeah, you guys with six guys and all that gear, you're gonna need something to, definitely get a bus. But that'd be fun, though, like just to get out there even regionally and bouncing around the Midwest or whatever, and mm-hmm. see how people start responding to it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. Let's so we got the big show coming up here in the fall. You guys just did run a dates here with like I said, Babylon last night. And so far right now on the calendar, you just have the Welcome Home show coming up at the Firebird on September 23rd, which will be a big night of local St. Louis rock and roll.
Yeah.
So Welcome Home, City of Parks, Weekend Classic, Mock Love. and your boys in free parking.
Yeah, so. That should be a pretty good night.
Yeah.
The drummer of Welcome Home, Brandon Jones, we went to school with him, and same grade as our singer, Matt. So we've got a chance to, you know him as a friend basis. And mm-hmm.
That was cool. The connection.
Yeah,
that was
the connection. That's why we're all looking forward to it a lot. It's going to be a real special night, and he's come out to see us at the Road to Point Fest. He followed us through that, so... They're a great batch of guys. They're super nice and really looking forward to that fun night.
I was going to say, I can't wait to meet the rest of them.
I know.
Yeah, I just saw those guys a little while back with Fivefold at Del Mar Hall.
Yeah.
And they put on an amazing show.
They're incredible. So,
they're really good.
Yeah, it was a good time. And I don't know much about Weekend Classic or Mock Love, but City of Parks are good buddies of the show for sure. Like, I've been following those guys for a couple years now, and they're a whole lot of fun, too.
They're really good, too.
Yeah, just high-energy pop punk. They'll get everybody up jumping and stuff. Yeah. So
it's going to be a rowdy night.
Yeah. So are you guys selling tickets yet, or just Firebird?
Yeah, we're selling tickets.
Okay, so yeah, reach out and get some tickets. Come on out to the show and see these guys. And... get out and support your local music. You know, some, like I said, this is a great local bill. I mean, it's fun to see these kind of things coming together, a bunch of people just supporting each other. So come on out to the Firebird.
I was going to say, where do you find those tickets?
You can find those on Ticketfly or go on to the Facebook page events on Welcome Home, and it'll show you on September 23rd at the Firebird. And it's going to give you a link to the tickets, and they're just $10.
Yeah.
$12 day of show.
Yeah, or Firebird STL, I think.
They do.
The Firebird website.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we, like I said, I don't think I mentioned it, but Rescue Me is all over your Spotify, iTunes, and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Your digital platforms, you can go ahead and download a copy of that. Mm-hmm. And every copy you download helps... put some money in these guys' pockets.
There you go.
You help fund this new record. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. It'll be fun to get that going, like I said, to get some new tunes out there for everybody.
Yep.
While you're online, you can follow Free Parking on all your social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get all these plugs out there. I don't know. I mean, what are we looking to do for the rest of the summer, guys? And, I mean, you guys writing a lot?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Writing a lot of music.
Yeah.
We go to school in Missouri State, and we were in a dorm room, so there wasn't much writing or playing going on in there because we had to be quiet. So we're taking our chance while we're home to write while we have this great basement. And then we also have a house that we're going to live in at school next fall, so... we should be able to write and get this record finally out after the past, 2 years of writing songs and ditching songs, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
It should be great.
Yeah.
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 That's the plan.
What kind of stuff do you feel, like, motivates you? I mean, do you guys all write, or do you, like, do you guys collaborate a lot on that stuff?
It's a group effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It usually starts, I would say, with... one core idea from someone and then bring it to the band and
it really
branches out and snowballs from there. But it usually starts with one person kind of, here, I got this in the head, and then it kind of goes out from there.
Mm-hmm.
It really switches around, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. You guys all like, as far as that goes for music and lyrics, or do you guys...
Lyrics-wise, it's mostly me and Nathan.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's consistent things. Like, the piano parts are pretty much always going to be Noah and stuff like that. And, like, it's usually, like, me and, like, one or two, like, pick and choose, whoever came up with the idea that, like, tries to form it. And then we bring it to the band, and then it usually changes into something else again, because then everyone's playing on it.
Yeah.
And that's usually how it works.
Because you start off with, you know, six guys, it's going to be a mess.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of... ideas going around there for sure. So,
with
six guys trying to put their voice into it.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
We've tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so you guys all are going to be living together. Then you said
four of us.
Four of you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because this one goes to a different college, and he's staying home to save money for the tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's got to be cool though too, just to kind of have that opportunity to. Bond and everything, just to get to, obviously you guys already been friends for a long time, but just even to get to that, you know, getting to hang out. And you guys ever feel like you get sick of each other though, like you need some space? I mean,
a college did that, so because we lived in a very small space for a long time. With four of us. But the house should be better. There's way more space.
Right.
But it never really gets that bad, like for the past three or four. It's just never
You'd think it would. I mean, for goodness sakes, we've literally known each other from like sixth, seventh grade on. Right. I mean, it's been a long time, and my goodness, especially in middle school and high school, we'd spend hours on end down here in the basement playing music every single day, and it's never gotten to that point. Like you said, I mean, maybe a little bit last year because it's four guys in one room for a year, but beyond that, no, it's been...
Sure.
No, I think it's bad for like 15 minutes.
But we get over it. We don't care.
That's just, like I said, that's got to be a nice testament to your friendship. I mean, that, you know, and then plus, I think that's the key, like, to any good band is, like, you just want to be around your best friends. So it's like, you know, you're gonna be spending a lot of time together, so you might as well like the people. So.
Hoping it stays that way. Right. Remember this conversation. Right.
So when you guys aren't writing and going to school and jamming on stage, I mean, what else do we like to do?
Eat. Play some sports, like wiffle ball, kickball.
Nonsense.
Video games, for sure.
Yeah. Lots of Grand Theft Auto.
Boys. I don't know. I was big in like gaming a long time ago. Like, I used to play a lot of Madden and stuff. And I've got all the original, the NES and the Super Nintendos stuff. I love my my old systems and things. But I don't know, man. I mean, like, some of it gets just a little too crazy for me. And, everybody always like getting into the Call of Duties and all that other stuff. And like, it's too much for me. I'll stick to my Mario. And
there you go.
Absolutely. So.
I think there's a new Mario coming out, right?
Probably.
Yeah. I just read there's it.
I mean, they put Mario in about everything. It was,
true.
That where you said you guys got a favorite spot to all go. As a band or anything like that?
After every gig, we usually hit up a late night Steak and Shake, but lately Steak and Shake's been boning us. So they've been closing at midnight. So we've had to hit IHOP and Denny's off lately.
Hey, you can't go wrong.
We're pretty cool. It's all fast food. It's not anything.
I like to go places you don't have to tip, as often as that is.
We just hit up Denny's last night after Babylon, and that was. We called them last night. Hey, we got a group of 20, and they were just not pleased.
We used to spend a lot of nights at Steak and Shake in high school, and like, I don't know, they probably hated us there, but they...
I think they hate
everybody. Yeah. Probably started closing at 12 now.
Yeah, so. But I mean, like, you know, there's obviously out here, then there's just not a ton to do, especially at night, late night, you know, stuff. So, like, that's about the only thing is, to hit the Denny's or Steak and Shake or something, so... we you know, everybody go out and do something, and we'd all wind up there about midnight and sit there and drinking free refills and milkshakes
there
or whatever.
You go.
Yeah. But you can't go wrong with some Denny's. I mean, I'd get some pancakes in there, some Grand Slam. I could go for that right by now.
Yeah.
Man. I always say it's my birthday and I get it free.
Oh, nice.
Exposed.
Nathan, the secret's
out. Yeah. I had friends that were going around for a while, like to like every Mexican restaurant in the area, and always telling them it's their birthday to see who had the best like birthday celebration and stuff. Like, you know, so.
Say actually, El Maguey, that's another spot we always get.
Yeah,
chicken nachos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, those are good. Celebration.
Yeah. I'm getting real hungry.
I know, I am too. Actually,
you might have to go hit that up after this.
Yeah, we're down.
we don't have anything on a release date, right? It's like we're still wanting to record and do all this stuff. We got a long way to go still, but is that say you guys were putting together a bill for your release party? You got some friends that you would or who you would want to put on that show, like hypothetically?
Definitely Welcome Home. I'll just say pay the favor.
It seems to be a good match.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't know yet, but I would say them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Some of the Road to Point Fest people we met.
Yeah. Away from Reason.
Definitely that.
Yeah.
They were on the first Road to Point Fest, and we got to know them pretty good, and they're a great, great bunch of guys. They opened up for us at Firebird when we played for the Barons back in the summer, and they're really good group of guys. Yeah. They're really tight.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem seems to be we play softer music than everyone else.
Yeah.
So we don't have any soft rock friends yet. But yeah, those are all good matches, I would say.
And how was that experience? I mean, that's a lot of work to, you know, going down there every couple weeks or whatever. And
I mean, for us, we had to come all the way up from Springfield every time. But, you know, we've talked it to death and, you know, everything, talked about it constantly, and it's like, it was a good experience. Obviously, we needed it definitely as a band, and we figured it happened for some sort of reason, and it wasn't our time yet.
It was so fun. Mm-hmm. Listening to the radio every Sunday night, hearing the announcement, we're like, come on. We were all separated. Like, half of us were in Springfield, half of us were home, and they'd say our name, and we were like, yes. Then it happened again. We were like, what's happening?
The second time, that's when they said, when they announced the band names, that was the time where you either play Point Fest or you don't. And then, of course, they say our name last. And like, okay, cool. You know, it gets the heart racing a little bit.
It honestly surprised me that we made it as far, because we are softer than everyone else. Like, we don't usually, like, fit the point.
Especially that sound. At this round. There were some heavy bands at this round of Road
to Kind of double-edged sword, because you're different because you don't sound like everyone else, but then they might not be looking for different. They might just want to stick to what a normal Point Fest band would sound like.
Different seemed to work out this time around.
I think, I mean, that's obviously with the Point. I mean, I know they're kind of known for as rock, but I mean, they advertise everything alternative. Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's what's kind of fun about those competitions when you go down there, because there is such a giant spectrum of music. I mean, you got, you know, you got your softer stuff. You got, my friends also participated. Send the Message. They kind of acoustic rock thing, kind of Sublime-ish, in that range. And then you got, of course, your heaviest death metal stuff or whatever. So it's like
banging.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just kind of crazy that you put six bands on a bill like that down there on a stage, and everybody's completely different. So, which is, I mean, it's also a giant compliment to our St. Louis music scene, the fact that we have that kind of variety. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to see what everybody's coming up with, and I think it's like you're saying, like, kind of meeting some bands down there. And I think that's what the beauty of also this competition is, that bringing these guys together and kind of collaborating and meeting people, you know, doing other stuff in the city.
Yeah, I completely agree. It was a good time, you know, going down every other weekend and meeting those really really neat guys, all from different backgrounds, different music. It's pretty cool.
And that a while back, it was, you know, they used to call it the Battle for Point Fest, and like, and they kind of got away from the battle thing and kind of just wanted to call it the Road to Point Fest. And that was kind of the thing. Like, I feel like, not that that was like, it seemed like that was the mentality for a while in the scene, was like, everybody was like, they didn't want to help each other out because it was always a competition kind of thing. They didn't, you know, and it's like, but hearing what you guys are saying and other people are saying around, like, it seems like a lot of people are just genuinely want to be around to help each other out. Exactly. They want to, you know, just want to put on a great show and have fun with each other. And so it's cool.
That's our mentality about it. We didn't think about it as, you know, battle of the bands. We're just like, you know, let's just make some good music and let's party.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So that's that'd be sweet to get some of those guys to get, you know, again, get them all back together and do some new shows together and stuff.
Yeah.
And, I know, I forget who, was Sandra Sway was supposed to play with you guys on that Point Fest?
No. Sandra Sway played on the 13th.
Okay.
And then we're supposed to be on the 20th.
Okay. Well, they're kind of I think they kind of would match your guys' style a little bit. Like, they kind of fall in that range a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun, too. Yeah. Yeah, they kind of been coming on too. Like, I've been really digging what they're doing. So,
great group of guys.
Yeah, yeah. Is there? I don't know. I can't remember who else was all down there that year or this year.
One that stood out to me was Gorilla Theory. The trombone player.
Yeah,
that was something
really
cool.
Yeah, I've been following those guys for quite a few years now. Yeah. As far as in other projects and stuff.
How long have they been around? For?
I think Gorilla Theory's only been together. maybe a year, maybe two, something like that. Not too long, but again, all of the guys have played, a lot of them have played in other groups for a long time and stuff, so I've been around the scene for many years.
Mm-hmm. A band that stood out to me that played the first Point Fest was Trustfall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get a hold of those guys. I haven't had them on the show yet, but yeah, they're fun.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're nice.
Pete, the lead singer, he used to sing with another group, and then they started Trustfall and stuff. So, so he has been on the show with his other band called Diamondback Kings.
Okay.
And then, Trustfall's a little heavier than what they were doing with Diamondback Kings, but
they sound killer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just exciting times for St. Louis music, man. There's a lot going on. Yeah. Do you guys do a lot of shows down there at all, like in school, or you guys just pretty much focus on school down there?
No. We don't focus on school the whole lot. But, I mean, this last year, you know, it was our first year trying to, you know, get a grasp on the whole Springfield music scene and everything. And it's nothing like St. Louis, but it is something. It's got this whole kind of aura around it, just like St. Louis music scene has. And We found some good spots down there. We actually met up with a bar owner down there. He's had a blues club since like 1970 something, and we contacted him, and we would practice there once a week whenever he was closed after hours.
Oh yeah.
And when we were down there, and that was really cool. We've developed a really cool relationship with him, and he's had numerous of acts go in there and play. So it's like a really cool historic spot that we've kind of made our own. It's really cool.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That'd be be kind of fun too if you guys could if you do get established there. I mean, like, even, you know, bouncing around the even inside Missouri, making a little tour out of it or whatever.
Yeah.
So hit St. Louis on a Friday and Springfield Saturday or whatever, you know, so make a little run out of it. But so we got a lot of things happening here with free parking. We got hopefully some new music coming very soon. We got the single Rescue Me, like I said, that's out, and go head over to iTunes and purchase your copy today. And come out and see these guys live at the Firebird, September 23rd, with Welcome Home, City of Parks, Weekend Classic, and Mock Love. And that's going to be a wild night, so get those tickets.
There you go.
And,
get them fast, because they're going to be sold out.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, well, I think Welcome Home really, I didn't really know much about them until that Fivefold show, but I think they made a bunch of fans that night, and so I'm sure that ready room is going to be packed up for sure. So, and then again, follow Free Parking on all your social media, get involved, and keep an eye on what these guys are up to. We got, like I said, a lot of things happening, more information coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys for taking some time out to hang and
Thank you. Getting to talk
a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah. This has been a lot of fun getting to meet you guys.
Heck yeah.
And hopefully we'll do this again here soon with a new record and all this fun stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. See you guys.
I guess when he's hard.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.